We're up to Simon Kuf Mem Ches. We'll be doing Simanim Kuf Mem Ches and Kuf Mem Tes. Kuf Mem Ches. Ein Shatz Rashai Lahavshit HaTeva B'tzibur Kolzman Shein Beveis HaKnesses. What this is referring to, the Ramah says, Pirish Rashi, Shohayu Regilim Lohavi Sefer Torah Mibayis Acher Shimishtamer Esbo. The place that they were davening in was unsafe for keeping a Sefer Torah, so they would keep it somewhere else. And they would set up a teva over here, or in this case, the teva meaning the bima. They would set it up, and then they would take the Sefer Torah out and return it to the house that they took it from. So if you're going to make everybody wait until they dismantle the bima as well, and then leave the shul, it's going to be a big tirch of the tzibura. Therefore, it's not right to do that. What you do instead is leave the teva as it is, till the tzibra leaves, and after they leave, then you can go and take it apart. Ad sheterach tzibur hu lisakev sham, because of a tirch of the tzibur. Kuf mem tes. Ein ha tzibur rashoim lotzeis bibeis haknesses ad sheyatzniu sefer Torah. It is usher for the tzibur to leave the shul until they put away the sefer Torah. Now this is the tzibur only. A yachid is allowed to, an individual is allowed to. This is all talking about, the Ramah says, Hagami u'meinam yotzim rak yachid leslamba. If it's only an individual, it's mutter. We saw an individual, the only issur is to leave when the Sefer Torah is open. But when it's closed, you don't have to wait until they put away the Sefer Torah to leave. A yachid is allowed to leave, just not the tzibur. The Mishtabura says that this is only in a shul. Whereas, if they're davening in a home, the halachi is that even the yachid cannot leave until they put away the Sefer Torah. The matznian ha-Sefer Torah b'vayis acher, if they keep the Sefer Torah in a different house, im ein lebeis ha-Knesses elo Pesach echod, if there's only one door to the shul, tzrichin le-sakev ha-chietzi Sefer Torah v'yelku acharov, lomokum shematznian lo-so sham. If there's only one door to the shul, everyone is to wait. The first thing that leaves that door is the Sefer Torah, and then the people follow. Vim yesh lebeis haknesses shnei psachim. What if the shul has two doors? Yecholim latzeis pepesach echad kodem sheyetzi ha-Sefer Torah bepesach ha-acher. So there's no iser in leaving the door first. Meaning, if there's another door, I can use the other door. If I know that they're going to take the Sefer Torah out of one door, I'm allowed to walk out of the other door. But ubilvad sheyelchu achar ha-Sefer Torah v'laveyu l'mokot shematznius also sham. That takes care of the problem of the door. Aside from the door problem, the tzibur is supposed to be following the Sefer Torah into where they're bringing it. Consequently, even though it's mutter for people to leave the door, to walk out the door because there are two doors, and the additional door is not reserved for the Sefer Torah, so they can use that one, nevertheless they have to wait outside to be able to follow, to escort the Sefer Torah to where it belongs. Hagah uvim komo shematznian also beheichal, in a place where they keep the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, shuhu Aron bebeis haknesses, mitzvah lechol mi shoveres lefanov lelavosa ad lefnei Aron shemachnisin also sham. So the same way we say that you're supposed to escort the Sefer Torah to that other place that they're taking it to, in the shul itself, where they keep the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, there's a mitzvah for everyone to follow the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh. Everybody that the Sefer Torah has passed should continue following the Sefer Torah all the way until it is returned. V'chein ha-golel yelech achra Sefer Torah lefnei ha-aron. The same thing going for the golel that we said gets schar kulam. V'omeit shama chiachziru ha-Sefer Torah l'mkoma. He waits there until they put back the Sefer Torah. Says the Ramah, v'chein no'agin b'magbiya Sefer Torah, hu ikar ha-golel. And that is the minig with regard to the one who got hagba, because he's the ikar golel. The Mishnah Berurah does say that the Ramah does not mean that it's only the magbi, only the one that had hagba. The one that had glila should also be following the Sefer Torah all the way there. Now the same thing goes when they take out the Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah of anyone that the Sefer Torah passes to follow the Sefer Torah until it is brought to the bima. That means the covet of the Sefer Torah is to follow it until it is brought back to its place, brought to its place where they're going to lain from. The Mishnah Berurah talks about what we say when the Sefer Torah is being returned on Shabbos and Shacharis. We say Havel Hashem, whereas all other times Shacharis Mincha. During the week, we say L'David Mizmor. V'yesha kosvu, says the Ramah, v'yesha kosvu shemevim tinokis l'nashik ha-Torah v'lechanchem u'lezarzim b'mitzvahs v'chei noagim, the minhag to dafka bring young children to come and kiss the Sefer Torah as a matter of chinuch.